quite a few blacktop paved roads.
What are blacktop roads made with?
Asphalt. I guess actually the same thing that crude oil's made from. And I don't know what they put in it. They put something in it to thicken it a little. And then not long ago they came out with an old machine and poured it on the road, and then they'd come along with that, I call it slag, it's that gray rock stuff, and put on top of that. I guess asphalt is what you'd say it's made of.
Sarah, what about that black sticky stuff that has a pretty strong smell to it?
That's it.
Is there another name for that?
I guess, but I don't know what it would be.
What about something that you used to put on animals? Say if your horse or something got a cut, you might slap some of this black sticky stuff on it.
You're not talking about axle grease, are you?
I was thinking about something else that starts with a T. Black stuff that's got a strong smell. Sticky.
Tar? Is that what you're thinking about?
Did you use that for animals?
Sure did. And axle grease, it was something, it's kind of like they grease cars with, only it was heavier. And back when people used mule wagons, they'd have to grease the wheels so they'd turn good, and they used axle grease for that. And a lot of times a cow or horse get a cut on them, they'd put axle grease on that cut. It was good medicine. Mm-hmm. It keeps the flies and stuff off and then give it a chance to heal. My husband used to run tar to, well, not specifically to doctor anything with, but he just liked to keep a little tar for things that he needed it for. He ran a shop, used a shop to sharpen his tools and things. And I reckon, actually, he was just running a tar just to see if he could do it.
What do you mean, running tar?
Well, now the only way I can explain it to you, he'd take an old bucket and he'd chop up fat splinters about this big square, or just in whatever shape.
Two inches square?
About an inch or less.
Uh-huh.
And he'd stick them down in that bucket just as long as he could get one in there. Well, he'd dig a hole in a bank then, and he'd turn that bucket over, turn it bottom side upwards over that hole, and then he'd put a pan down in there, and then he'd set that those fat splinters afire in that bottom. Well, it would actually be the top of the bucket because he'd turned it bottom side upward, and he'd reach under there and stick fire to that, and then that tar just come down in that pan till he'd get what he wanted, and then he'd just turn the bucket over.
And he'd have a little pan to catch that.
Catch what tar he wanted.
Hmm. What would you call a little road that goes off the main road?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it a lane or a... I just don't know what that would be.
What do you think of as a lane?
In a road that leads off from the main road.
Is that big enough for two cars to go on?
Hardly ever.